This is your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Yvonne Madison. Take it away, ladies.
Wow.
Yes, we're back again.
There is so much sparkle and shine. I feel like I'm in a diamond mine here.
So many beautiful, beautiful young ladies.
I know. We all have beauty queens. If you're driving, you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening at 10 Talk Radio? Let me introduce Alexia first. Alexia, tell me your name and your title.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alexia Maria Orihuela. I'm Miss International Showbiz Reporter 2017.
And you've been with me forever.
Yes, since I was 10 years old, and I'm 17 now.
And she's in movies and commercials just because of that reporting opportunity. And then we have our beautiful co-host.
Miss Florida Diva.
That's right. She's wearing her Miss Florida Diva showbiz sash.
Yes.
And you know what? You have a segment called Beauty at Any Age.
Yes, Beauty at Any Age.
True.
Yes.
And we're going to be hitting the retirement homes and doing some things. And I'm working on that. And we have another national queen.
Hi, guys. It's Keisha Balgis, USA National Teen 2016.
That's right. And give your title. We're going to share the mic. And your title is?
America's U.S. Miss Junior Teen.
That's right. Okay, so Peter, we're going to go back to our guest, Dr. Miriam is on the phone. Are you still there?
I am.
Yes, I wanted to congratulate you because I'm very impressed the fact that you talked about Kenya and you said Jamaica and the what's the other place you told me about? You
said it's the Philippines.
The Philippines, yes, I think that's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Since we're at the top of the... I was going to say, Miriam, since we're at the top of the hour, tell everybody who you are, because now we're on a new hour here while they're driving home to the beaches, and they're like, oh, this is so exciting at Tan Talk.
Okay, I am Dr. Lisa Baxter Faircloth. I am CEO and founder of You Enterprise International, making the connection with the you inside of you. I am also, we are connected in our neighboring countries such as Kenya, United Kingdom, Philippines, and Jamaica. Mm. And our effort reflects a new psychology called global community, which promotes cultural diversity, and a promising leverage is seen in my other companies. I have a company, Black Diamond. I wrote a book that simultaneously became a stage production. And so we are looking at it to become film. And that's basically who I am. I have an honorary degree in humanities. I also have a doctorate in social psychology. I'm ABD status. And my whole theme is we look to reach and teach all people through self-discovery, their best life. And you asked me earlier, you know, what our mission was or who was going. We have quite a few doctors, Dr. Alma, Yvonne, Dr. Kendra. We have chaplains, we have educators, we have apostles and pastors. So we have a diverse group that is going to Jamaica for our conference in January 26th through 29th, 2017, and it's called Unite for Change. And we're taking gifts, we're bearing gifts, we're taking something. We're not going there looking for anything because we believe that there's a purpose, that God has a purpose, and we have the answer. And a lot of things that we take for granted, when you go there, it will reprioritize our thinking and what's really important, like family and relationship and food and water.
Right.
And a roof over our heads.
Yes, so, ma'am.
Well, when you see I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to tell everybody that they're probably going, wow, where's this cruise? I want to go. How do they get in touch with
is
you?
Is it a cruise or a conference?
Oh, it's a cruise.
It's a conference.
It's a conference.
Well, so I'm thinking of taking a cruise to Jamaica. then I can meet.
That's what the other people, Rudy and them.
My fault.
Yes.
That would be great.
We're going to do that, too.
Well, maybe I could take the sailboat. Bert, we could... Yes, 37. Right. I'm thinking of cruising down there.
What part of Jamaica will the conference take place? What part?
It's actually a few parts. We'll be in Montego Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll reside. The hotel accommodation will be in the Grill. Then we would look at Westmoreland as well.
Oh, okay.
St. Mary. So there is a registration, which is inclusive of the transportation, and that is $150, which is minimum you know, compared to the pricing that's there. And again, we just, our prayer is that we are able to make a difference in someone's life. We're going to also connect with the schools there. We have Dr. Alma Baxter and Dr. Kendra that are going to actually go in these schools and have read aloud and
oh, that's wonderful.
Training. Yes, she wrote a book called Don't You Dare Touch Me There. And because there's a lot of incest, unfortunately, we need to go and train these children, because a lot of times if they think it's culturally embedded. And so we want to go again and help to renew and transform to another level. Again, we're not going to change. We're going over to bear gifts and resources.
Beautiful. Well, Doctor, I used to be a headmistress of a school in the United States called Uhura Sasa. And it was similar.
Okay.
Yes, it was a Freedom Now school. Uhura Sasa is Freedom Now in Kiswahili. And it was an independent school, and I started as a teacher, but I eventually became the headmistress of the school, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and, you know, that school took me to Liberia.
Okay, right. Okay, so you understand how important that educational component is.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Yvonne Baxter-Bentley, she's with IK Connections. She's also connecting some just vital components to make this successful. So we have quite a few important pieces, but we need more. And if you need sponsors, we can never get enough of that.
Yes.
You know, when you walk in a village and women, and there's no water. I couldn't imagine being in a country without water, being a woman.
Wow. And being a human being. Without water.
Yeah, walking miles. You know,
yes.
I was just thinking about the sanitation. It just takes it to another level when you're a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
And so actually seeing it for myself, seeing the level of contamination, seeing the level of stock of just poverty, I've never seen it at that level. And so when you have from pollution in the air to the grounds are contaminated, the water, your heart goes out. I remember my first visit there, I cried for 15 days. It literally changed my life. I can be in the back of the booth in the dark, sitting on a box, and I'm fine because I'm in America. And
that's
I can at least go to a garbage can, believe it or not, and dig through it and find something. There's nothing. So a lot of the children get high off glue.
Oh,
and
my
other,
God.
Yes. So we really are asking for donation support, whatever we can get to make a difference.
Well, we want to invite you down here. I know you said we've got to hook up, and I will take you to Whiskey Joe's, make a plan, a trip over here, and please come in with us the hour, Yvonne. I think that would be wonderful.
That'd be wonderful.
Can you make that happen?
Maybe I could get Paul to come over with me.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can set up photo shoots.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's work on that.
Let's
do
that.
I agree. I want to meet you in person and have a seat for you here.
But
How's that?
Have a fabulous mission. God bless you with it.
Thank you so
much.
Well,
wonderful.
Don, you tell me the date and time, and we'll make it happen.
And next week, let me know. We'll make a spot for you. Seriously.
Okay, great.
And then we'll bring in a top photographer to the stars, a major artist from the Jackson family and down, and many others that opened doors for me.
Oh, and he did me, too.
I know. You've got some gorgeous headshots.
He photographed me, too.
I know. Well, thank you so much, Miriam, for calling in, and we thank you for your time, and we're going to have you in the studio with us.
Okay, great. Appreciate
nice meeting you. Thank you so much.
And thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we've been patient. We're on the second hour. We have some beauty queens that are going to ask some questions to casting directors. But in the meantime, we have Tampa Comic-Con on the line. Is she still there, Peter?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much. We ran a little bit over, and I want to thank you so much because we're excited to be at the Comic-Con from August 5th through the 7th, and tell us all about it. And plus, my top reporter is here also, and she has a couple questions to ask you. Well, the drivers are going, oh, my God, that's so cool. It's right here in Tampa. So tell us about it.
Oh, okay. Well, like you said, the convention's being held at the Tampa Convention Center this year, and it kicks off this Friday at noon, running through the whole weekend. Yes. And we have a very, very full weekend planned for all of our attendees.
Into this, these are things that I have to know ahead of time.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Hi, I'm Alexia. I'm going to be one of the reporters attending your event. I wanted to say thank you for allowing us to come in to cover your event.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. So do you know what you're looking most forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing everyone dressing up. I love conventions. I didn't see a lot of superheroes, a lot of Marvel on your website. I was looking at your website. And I'm really excited to see everyone dressing up as their favorite characters and getting to interview them. So what would you say your favorite thing about Comic-Con is?
You know what? It's so great that you mentioned everyone dressing up, because my favorite part, and actually one of the biggest draws of our convention, is the cosplay contest.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and that's going to be held on Saturday, and it's a really great time. There's a kids' costume first, which is just adorable, seeing all the kids dressed up. And then there is the adult contest to follow right after.
You said the kids, what ages, from what to what?
Oh, we're talking from babies up through teenagers. I've seen some really, really creative outfits.
That is exciting. I'm going to be attending on Saturday, so I'll definitely have to check that out and cover some of that.
Oh, awesome. I mean, I also suggest a lot of our other panels. We have a film festival this weekend that'll be running on all 3 days with an award ceremony on Sunday. So if you want to check out some local talent, that's the place to go.
That sounds wonderful.
And, yeah, we also have, of course, our celebrity guest.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, and who would that be?
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, the fun stuff, right? Well, we have a really full roster this year, but just to name a few of the bigger guys coming out, we have Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead, Charlie Cox from Daredevil, Jack Gleason from Game of Thrones, and Jenna Coleman from Doctor Who.
That's going to be super fun. I'm going to see you guys are going to be super busy. You've got some great people attending.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be overrun for sure, but it's going to be a great time.
That's wonderful.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi. So I'm Keisha Valgus. I am one of the Hollywood reporters for Ms. Dunn. And one of my questions for you is, what is the rundown of what's going on for your events for each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Because I know a lot of people would want to know that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything is laid out pretty clearly on the website, too, for anyone who wants to look at some more details. But every day, Friday, our hours are from noon to midnight. And what that means is our main exhibit hall, which has all of our vendor booths, will be closing at 6 p.m. But the events and activities going on in the other room will be going on until midnight. So it's a really long day for sure, especially if you're there the whole time. And right. Saturday, we open at 8 and also close at midnight.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So how long have you been involved with Tampa Bay Comic Con?
I've actually been a part of the company for 3 years now. And over my time, I've seen so much growth in the company, and our events have just exploded.
Right.
Last year, we hit 50,000 attendees at Tampa, and this year we're projecting 60,000.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and you... Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say the company was only started in 2010.
Right.
We only had 550 attendees that year. So over the past 6 years, we've seen some tremendous growth.
Congratulations on that. That's wonderful. Yes. Now, since you said you've been with them for 3 years, how did you get involved? Did you go attending one of the times and then decided you want to get involved? Or how did you get on team with Comic-Con?
Well, you know, I actually started as a volunteer.
Oh, okay.
I volunteered at some other conventions when I was a teenager back in high school. And then from there, I realized it was something I loved. And, you know, 1 year working as a volunteer, I got noticed and, you know, they offered me a position and I took it. And ever since then, it's been pretty smooth sailing.
That's wonderful. Now, I know it's kind of probably too late to look for volunteers, but for your next ones coming up, possibly maybe next year, or if you're having another one, can somebody help volunteer? How would they go about wanting to volunteer?
Oh, yeah. Listen, we are always looking for volunteers. We love eager help. We love to get our attendees involved. And the way to do that is you can actually find it on the contact page of the website. And there's an email for you to email. And just submit an email, say, I'm interested in volunteering, and you're good to go.
That's wonderful. And one last question for myself. Do you ever dress up yourself, or have you ever wanted to?
Oh, have I wanted to, for sure. I would love to dress up, but since I am working.
You're kind of busy.
Yeah, I got to wear comfortable shoes and look somewhat professional. But...
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I think Miss Yvonne has some questions for you.
No, I was just going to say that volunteer, it's very good that you spoke about volunteering, because if somebody likes to do something and they do have a chance to volunteer, then they can go and volunteer, and then they can get successful and become what, you know, maybe somebody will hire them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So volunteering is very important.
Well, I have one question for you. You said that you've been involved with Tampa Comic Con for numerous years now. And so tell me, what is one of your most memorable experiences? I know that must be such an amazing experience to be involved with Comic Con. So what is one experience that you will always remember?
Oh, man. I mean, there are a lot, and most of them are on a case-by-case basis. I'll never forget this one girl. She was a little girl. Her family had come, and she had bought a ticket, I think, and she really wanted to see Carrie Fisher, who we had last year. And she had missed her opportunity. She had bought the autograph ticket and had just missed it, but we were able to fit her in right at the end and seeing how happy she was.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love kids, so that was just a huge moment for me. But it's the little things like that really get me.
So is Tampa Bay Comic Con always held at the same time? So is it like always every August, or are there different dates for it?
Well, we're generally in the same time, you know, not the exact same dates, but in the same general time. So we usually hold it at the end of July, early August, somewhere in those dates, obviously cross-checking with the convention center availability.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's wonderful.
Well, we thank you so much. And are you going to be there this weekend?
Yes, no, I'll be here. I'm already here, actually. I got here this morning, and I'll be here through Sunday.
Well, I was trying to get you on the air with us. I'm like, I know you're busy. And we really want to thank you for your patience in waiting and Comic-Con and all the other cities. Wait till I get more reporters all over. I'm going to send them to you.
Oh, absolutely. Just send them my way.
Awesome. God bless. We'll see you this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
God bless. Okay. Now, we also are going to go to CJ's Music while I do some rerun here. And I know we have our top casting director calling in shortly, Ellen Jacoby, that's from Miami. Peter, can we play actually CJ's song, and then I'm going to go to him live from the UK.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go to CJ in just a minute while he's pulling up his favorite song. And then we actually have some interviews that he has been doing for Hollywood Connections. We do have a reporter in the UK.
In the UK, yes, we do.
I know. He's doing fabulous. We're super excited. And in the meantime, but are you excited to be with us as well?
This is such an exciting opportunity. I know that all your reporters travel to big events, which is such an amazing experience, especially for myself. I want to be involved in the entertainment industry. So being involved with your company and what you really stand for is really amazing. And I know there are going to be big doors being opened for me.
Oh, definitely. I can see it.
You know, it's so funny. I don't promise anything, but I do put you in front of the right people.
Yes.
And it's you and your talent that says, hey, how do I get in your movie? How do I do this? And, you know, you're sending your pictures. You've got great photos as well. And in the meantime, let's go to CJ's Music, and we'll get CJ from the UK on just a minute. Enjoy. I love his music.
Step up, right. CJ. On the gallery. Check this. Love mercy. Ooh. Good sensation, sweet vibration.
Sweet sensation.
Sweet sensation, baby.
From the moment I saw your face. See that smile and warm embrace. What a sweet sensation. Sweet sensation.
Good sensation, sweet vibration.
Just a good, good, good vibration.
your body, girl. Screw up your ears up. Dance to the music and make your feel great up. Check, 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 sexy body, check up. Work up your body, girl, and make you start sweat up. Hands on your hip up, bring your wine on deep up. Good sensation, sweet vibration.
I'm over. I got this feeling inside.
Yeah, tell him up.
Stay with me, baby, until the morning light.
Yeah.
Let's
oh,
make sweet,
vibration.
Love with no regrets.
Good sensation, sweet vibration.
I've been dreaming of your sweet, sweet sensation. You've been dreaming of your sweet, sweet sensation. When you hold me close, baby, yeah, I know this love is real.
Congratulations.
What a sweet sensation.
Let me tell them. Love mercy. All the girls, come get a dance. Work up your body, girl. Screw up your face up. Dance to the music,
oh,
make you feel great up. Check, 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 sexy body, check up. Work up your body, girl, and make you start sweat up. Hands on your hip up, make your wine on paper. Good sensation, sweet vibration. Lunches and DJ coming to the nation.
What a sweet sensation.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
What a sweet vibration. Congratulations. Dunkers and CJ coming to the nation.
What a sweet sensation.
Check, check, check. Sexy body check up. Work up your body, girl, and make your heart sweat.
So that is CJ in the UK, and he's live with us. Actually, our Skype is kind of not working yet, but CJ, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Dawn. How are you?
Great. We're finally on the air with you. I love that music.
Me too. It had me dancing in here.
I
was dancing. It felt good too.
Well, CJ, hold on. We're going to go to... Oh, yeah, I love. I'm a Caribbean gal by heart. Look at my backdrop. I have an ocean.
Oh, yes.
And CJ, hold on.
And it goes with you everywhere you go.
That's true. That's true. I'm always in the ocean, except I saw a hammerhead the other day within my ankles.
You did?
I was over by the bridge, honest to God, and I'm sitting there in our smaller boat, and what do my eyes appear? Wandering through the ocean, my dear?
A hammerhead
shark.
Oh, no.
And Mama was not far away.
Oh, no, that's right.
So, in the meantime, Peter, let's go to his interview with a reporter in the UK. Enjoy this interview. We're going to bring more to you. CJ, hold on. Right?
Hello there. My name is CJ Livermore. I am a Hollywood Connections reporter here in the UK. As you can see, we are in West Park at the moment. There's a lot of things going on. There's a fair. There's going to be some hot air balloons later on as well. And there's going to be some entertainment later on over the stage over there. We've got some great entertainment going on over there later, so I can speak to a lot of people there. I'm going to check out what's going on. I'm going to talk to a few people and that, like, you know, just check out what's actually going on here in Wolverhampton, UK. I'd like to give a big shout out to Harry Jones, the main organiser of this event, this fantastic Fiesta event here. We've got One Direction tribute band playing just right now, so we're going to go and check them out and see what they're all about.
So tell me, girl. Yeah!
That was just a little of some of the concerts that he's covering, and we're going to play more interviews with CJ from the UK. And CJ, I'm going to put the mic over here to you. I'm trying something different. Give a shout out to your crew and tell them, you know, who they are that's working with you and making this happen in the UK.
I want to give a shout out to Wayne Adjuwana, who's a fantastic photographer of mine. Yeah, he's also good at the video camera. He did the video camera and everything like that. And Michael Harvey as well. He did a fantastic job. Carly Copes. He did a fantastic job, and Katie Harris as well, doing the office work and stuff like that. So, thanks to them, I couldn't have done it without them.
Well, we want to thank you and being a part of Hollywood Connections and setting up the talent shows and the talent searches in the UK. And I, the UK is really a part of my heart. You know that, Yvonne?
No, I didn't know that.
Because I used to fly for Freddie Laker. I was a flight attendant for Laker Bahamas.
Oh, that's true, yes.
Uh-huh. And he was like the, the guru of the flights and all the great costs.
It felt good coming from the UK. Hollywood Connections.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
I've never been there, but every time CJ starts looking at some of our posts with all the Caribbean and all the water, he's like, I'm coming down next year.
Okay. We want to go to UK.
Yeah, we want to go over there.
Yeah, so we could do that.
Yes.
Switch places.
I agree. And thank you, CJ, for calling in. I love your music, and
me
we're going to play
too.
More of it. And we're looking for CJ to go out and about and tell us his favorite places in the UK so we can kind of get ready to maybe go there.
And you know where to go when we get there.
And find the best place that gives fish and chips.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
All right, CJ, thank you.
Best fish and chip shops.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, CJ. We'll be back. That's our reporter in the UK. I'm Dawn Reese, your Hollywood Entertainment reporter. And we have some more guests on the line, don't we, Peter?
Yeah, Joe Gallagher.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Fabulous. Joe, tell us about your company real quick. And I know while you're talking about it, Peter's going to talk about your commercial and get it ready.
Oh, okay, cool. Basically what we've got here, our company started with a friend of mine invented a product that's, pretty revolutionary. It's helping people breathe organically. So you can throw away those inhalers. This is a all organic, all natural product that's actually cleaning the lungs out. It's the first of its kind. It's been out for about a year and a half, 2 years now, and he's doing really well. But we started a company based around that product. It's an affiliate marketing company, and it's going really well. I mean, helping a lot of people. We're getting a lot of thank yous, and it's pretty gratifying.
It's helping clean out your lungs, did you say?
Yeah.
In which way? Do you take it internally, or do you inhale this product?
Yes, you inhale it. The device, it's a special custom-built device. It looks like an e-cigarette, but it's not. It's completely different. The technology behind it was custom-built.
Okay.
So it's a solution. It's an organic solution, all natural, like eucalyptus, and there's a lavender solution, and then the... and then basically what you do, you inhale it, like you would be smoking an e-cigarette, but it's diffusing the oil. There's no combustion or there's no coils, no wicks or anything like that.
Oh, okay. I think we're going to go to that commercial now.
Do you have trouble breathing? Are your sinuses blocked? Asthma, COPD, and sinus congestion are common problems that seem to have nothing but ineffective yet expensive treatments available. Until now. I'm Joe Gallagher, and my company, Glacier Point, has an incredible product called V-Meds that works wonders with an all-natural, organic solution that has zero side effects. Find out more information at www.glacierpointglobal.com or call 1-800-464-6614 and talk to me personally and find out how we can help you breathe better.
Oh, I like that. I really do.
You like that?
is this product something that you have to smoke?
Like
the e-cigarette, you said?
We're trying to stay away from that term, just not to be compared to the e-cigarettes. But yes, you're smoking it.
Oh.
There is a nasal mask adapter, though. There's an adapter you can attach to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it over your nose, so you smoke it.
Well, what? It's not the smoking is not the problem. It's what you're smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, that's why this is so so important. Because doctors right now, up until now, the recommendation has been inhalers, which have steroids, which cause depression and all kinds of other side effects, or these e-cigarettes, which is nicotine.
Yeah.
And because it's combusting that that solution, there's toxins being released. It's not just right. the nicotine. It's the other stuff in them.
Yes. You know, I have an Indian background, and we used to, and my grandparents used to smoke pipes. The tobacco at that time was good for you. I don't know what happened. They put all kind of things in tobacco and whatnot. So that it made it bad for you. But smoking back in the day with my grandmother and my great-grandmother, mm-hmm. they used to think it was something wonderful.
Exactly. And look at the Chinese herbs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this here is all natural. It's just the extract.
It sounds great. It sounds like something that everybody could use. We need to cleanse ourselves and cleanse our lungs.
Yeah. Absolutely. And within 24 to 48 hours, you'll first of all instantly know that it's opening up your airways. It feels like Vicks Vapor Rub, kind of the same kind of sensation.
Yes.
You could instantly breathe better, but within 24 to 48 hours, you can actually start extracting stuff out of your lungs. It's been there since high school.
I'm excited.
You know, I have a question because I was reading something about that with Keith, a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and we were talking about there was something with eucalyptus or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep, eucalyptus, thymol. It has a really nice, pleasant sensation. And then you have the lavender. There's two different solutions: lavender and the eucalyptus. Lavender is obviously for calming and relaxation. Anybody with any kind of stress or panic disorder, it's instant, and it's not getting you high or nothing like that. It's just
soothing you.
There you go.
Yes,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, I take when I'm in the shower and I take a washcloth and I put eucalyptus oil on it and I just breathe in that eucalyptus. You know, I love that.
Yes, I do that with my vapor.
Yeah.
Every night, before I go to sleep, I put a eucalyptus and something else. Eucalyptus. And peppermint. I use that together.
Yeah, I even have something I bought with lavender that you can, I love that. It makes you just calm and everything. And also, you're a singer. I saw you playing guitar.
Yeah. I'm also an author, too.
Can you
I've written a book.
Well, you're coming in town this weekend, right, at Whiskey Joe's?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'd like to do more of an in-depth interview with our reporters. Alexia, say hi to Joe. And you're going to be there earlier. Are you bringing your guitar in?
I can. I bring my guitar everywhere I go.
Okay. So. Well, we're gonna have you back again. And I know it's going to be super special because we're going to see you on Sunday. We're going to talk about more of your music and then have you call in again next week and play more of your tracks.
Awesome, yeah. What time is the event?
You know, it starts 6 p.m. Whiskey Joe's. Are you in town on Sunday?
This Sunday? I believe so.
Till midnight, I think.
Yeah, till midnight. I think he goes on about 10 o'clock. Is that right?
What's his name? Mr. Wander?
Wayne Wander.
Wayne Wander. It goes on at 9 o'clock.
Right.
So you're going to be there, and we're going to see you, and I'll be there after another show, but we'll get some great interviews with you.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, Joe, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from today?
Charleston, South Carolina.
I have a southern accent a little bit.
I've been to North Carolina.
I'm from Connecticut.
Very cool. Well, Joe, we look forward to having you back on the show with us. And I'm Dawn Reese, your Hollywood entertainment reporter. And I'm going to go to my producer, Peter Blake. And thank you, Joe, for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, you too. Hey, Peter.
Hey, what's going on?
Do we have anybody else on the line yet we're trying to get a hold of?
Yes, we got Ellen Jacoby on.
I have been waiting. I love this lady, and I'm super excited. And Ellen, you should see my room here. It looks like a diamond mine. I have beauty queens from all over. How are you?
Oh, my. I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Dawn?
I'm super great. You know, I'm stuck over here in Clearwater Beach area, which I do love because we have a sailboat, and I'd love to get you on sometime. It's a 37-foot endeavor if you're ever in this area. As Ellen Jacoby's,
I'm planning on making a trip to Tampa soon.
Good. Fabulous. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Ellen, I have so much. I've looked all through your resume. I mean, I have a bio here that I'm going to have one of the girls read, but you're doing so many movies and castings in South Miami. Please tell us what you're working on.
Well, right now, unfortunately, the state has no filming incentives. The last time I went up there when this happened, I brought the star Burn Notice with me, and then all of a sudden we got incentives. Now Burn Notice is gone, and there's no big movies coming in right now.
Right. Well,
so right now we're doing a lot of commercials, which is nice to do some national commercials film down here. But without the filming incentives, when Georgia's giving 30%, New York is, you know, huge, and it's tough. If they took incentives off the board and was an even level playing field, then wow. We would be number three. We're not in the top 20s anymore. We're almost number three.
Well, you know, too, is I have different ages here. We've got them from, I think, 8 to, how old are you?
I am 17.
17. And so if they want to get with you for commercials, and we have Alexia.
Hello.
And she's how old?
I'm 17.
And Avion, she's 80.
I'm 80.
But she doesn't look like it at all.
Oh, not at all.
So yes, we have it from 8 to 80.
So what advice would you tell them?
Well, I was just looking for senior citizens to do a healthcare national fan commercial.
Oh, boy. I could fit right in there.
So
right.
What do they have to do, Ellen? You know, if you're not in the South Miami area, you know, because are you casting other areas like Georgia or Louisiana yourself?
No, and Louisiana's kind of done right now. It's really Georgia's happening. I pretty much work all over the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And at this point, I am reinventing myself. I do like to do location casting, but I pretty much stick it to Florida and the Bahamas. Not sure. I might go into producing. I'm still cast because I love casting.
Okay.
And
do you have like
I went back to an old.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Listen to this, Dawn. I went back to what I used to do, my old life. I started singing again on weekends.
Oh.
When can I have, wait. We need her in the studio with us for the full hour.
Uh-huh.
Ellen, you have to come here. Clearwater Beach.
I am. I have so many friends in Tampa.
I would love it.
Keep saying, come on up. So I said, I'm gonna. Oh, yeah.
You know, we could have.
Come see your studio and everything.
Oh, you would love it. You would just love it, especially with the people that would like to meet and greet with you. And, you know, I think it would be a great opportunity because, you know, you are, I call, you know, the major casting director here. And she's done. I'm looking at the list here. I mean, it's more than a Santa's list. AT&T, Banana Boat, Best Western, Burger King, Kodak, Kohl's Department. I mean, the list, if you go to EllenJacobiCasting.com, you're going to see everything about her.
Yes.
I know, and I have some.
Yep.
Real quick, Ellen, I have some.
Let me give you a little advice, though, for all your beauty queens and everything. I, as a casting director, I'm not allowed to rep talents. It's a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. So I need to get a talent agent.
Right.
And this is, like, really, really important. We got these laws that affect, like, you know, 25 years ago. The talent agents are not allowed to charge you to represent you. They only get a commission on the paid work that they get you.
Mm.
So if anybody, they have these kiosks in malls now. Oh, try out. You get a call back. And they want thousands of dollars. You know what? You need to get a legitimate agent. And everybody now with the internet can just surf real easy and check with the Department of Professional Regulation just by Googling, you know, and you can put the name of the agency in there, and it has a whole separate category for talent agents, and you'll see if they're licensed in the state to be a talent agent. It's more than a business license. They must have a talent agency license also.
Oh.
And we figure, unfortunately, right now, we've got about 500 non-licensed agents in the state.
Mm, that's good
so
information.
Please be careful. Get a legitimate agent. And if you get the legitimate agent, you'll be in my office before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, I know Alexia has a question for you also here. Alexia?
Hi, Miss Ellen. My name is Alexia Maria Orivella. I'm one of Don's reporters, and I'm also an actress singer myself. So I was first wanting to know, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Alexia?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm
good.
Looking at your website right now, and I'm seeing that you have a bunch of films that you guys helped with. Ricky and the Flash, Confessions of a Shopaholic, Rock of Ages, all of those are like some of my all-time favorite movies, and really exciting. I know that you guys are working with them. Like, how would somebody like myself, as an aspiring actress, I've done a few films here in the Orlando, Central Florida area, and I do travel. How would someone like myself get a hold of you so I can, you know, audition for you, and you can help me out that way? Because
yeah,
I don't have an agent.
Yeah, Alexia, that's the problem. I don't deal with talent directly.
Okay.
Because I deal with so many talent all over, their agents have to be in touch with me. And you would need a good agent. And now, with all the work that's going on in Georgia, if you're willing to travel, you can, your agent will submit you. They'll say, make a video of you, or you can make a video, or your friend can make a video of you, so long as it looks decent, and send it as a submission to Georgia's, some of the projects. There's like 150 projects going on in Georgia right now.
That sounds wonderful.
So, and the Florida agents will submit you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's some really good agents in the Tampa and Orlando area.
Yes, ma'am. We are looking for one right now. Would you give any advice to anyone who's an aspiring actress?
Go first. Remember this. SAG is the acting union. SAG-AFTRA. And it's like getting, it's like a doctor going to school to get MD after his name. You eventually want to get a union card and be SAG-AFTRA. If you go to the SAG-AFTRA website, they will tell you all the licensed agents in your area in the state.
Wonderful.
By area. And what you need to do is just do as much as you can in school. What? Unfortunately, so many of the, you know, schools are losing the arts. But
that's
do
true.
Theater. Do some of your local theater. Study. Take classes. And the main thing is be positive.
Yes,
always have a positive outlook. So if you make a mistake, don't be negative. Say, I learned something from it.
Thank you
so much. And just stay positive.
Thank you so much for the
You're
advice.
You're very welcome, Alexia.
You know, Ellen, I have them on the red carpet and interviewing a lot of film directors, and she's getting some good parts, you know, in some horror movies that she's got offered as well. And, you know, and she's going to be going to interview some top agents, you know, that are local and in her area. And, you know, we have another question from this gorgeous gal to my left that is an actress and model and singer, and you are?
Hi, I'm Keisha Valgus. I'm so happy to have an interview with you. I've been waiting for this since Ms. Dawn talked to me about it.
Thank you, Keisha.
Okay, so, well, like she said, I'm actually an aspiring actress and singer myself as well. And I know that one of the biggest things that a lot of different actors have questions about is your agency exclusive? Because a lot of girls definitely want to have a lot more experience and opportunities, so they do want to be involved in more agencies. Now, is your agency more...
She's a casting director. She's not an agent.
Right.
Yes.
She works with your agency.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Uh-huh, that's what she does.
Yeah, when like Warner Brothers or Disney or Universal, a studio gets in touch with me and they say they need me to cast.
So how did you get involved with this?
Script and character breakdown, and I send out that to all the talent agents, and the talent agents send me the talent to audition.
So how do you get started with all of this casting for all these big companies?
Always through an agent. Always. Right. And eventually, you'll keep moving up the ladder. And there's some really good agents in Central Florida. They're really top agents that I have booked talent from them for almost all my movies. Rock of Ages, all the big movies. Well-known talent, guest stars, not just, you know, one-liners.
And also, too, we have another little gal here, Ellen. She's next to us, and she just won a national pageant. And my thing is, you know, it's different. I don't run a pageant. I have Beauty Queen reporters that give them a little extra because they're actresses and models. And we have this cute little gal here. You're 8 years old. And what would you like to ask Ellen Jacoby? Go ahead. You're live on the air.
How do you get the correct agents? Like, how do you get the right kind of agents if you guys don't have one?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, that's a good question. What you need to do, again, is use the internet, go to SAG-AFTRA, and take a look at all the agents in the area, and then you call them and say, I'd like to set up an appointment to meet with you. They'll probably say, please send me your pictures and resume. And don't think that you don't have a resume. Anything that you have done, whether it be a school play or singing in a choir or being in a pageant, is all something that makes you presentable. And then you have special skills, too. And whatever special skills you have, make sure you're a 9 or a 10 in, if you consider it a special skill.
Okay.
And you will find out from the agents when they will meet with you. And then, remember, it's not just them interviewing you, you're interviewing them, too. So see who sounds good to you that you would like to work with. Two or three agents might say, yes, I'd like to sign with you. And then you have to say, you know, I had a good rapport with that one. That's who I'm going with.
That's awesome.
All right.
Great advice. And, you know, Ellen, I think, too, is if you can get over here to the station and just be with us for the full hour and just have the Ellen hour with us, that would be amazing.
That would be nice.
I'm doing it.
I know. That would be really cool. And we want to thank you so much for calling in. It goes so fast. We're 2 hours now. And I do want to thank from my heart, you actually posted my best of the best. I was nominated for Tampa. And I see the votes are coming in from your crew of people. Like, you have over 5,000 as well on your Facebook. And you are such a blessing to everybody and helping them in the business. And if anybody is interested, go to EllenJacobiCastingWright.com. Is that right,
yep.
Ellen? And just see who this amazing lady is, and we'll get her in the studio, and maybe you all can call in and ask her questions, and I think that would be really cool for you to come over on this end of town.
I'm going to come, Dawn. I'm coming.
Thank you.
And I'll give you advance notice.
Oh, we love it. You know, I mean, I have, you know, a lot of people ask me too, Ellen, I have one more question. They ask, and they're singers or they write screenplays. They're like, Dawn, can you help me, you know, with scores for movies? Do you take those artists as well if they have an agent? And have you done some of those as well?
Well, we don't really have writers' agents so much per se down here.
Mm-hmm. How about singers? More singers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
They should have a passport, because I noticed that you've done a lot of things in the Caribbean as well.
Yes.
Perfect.
Passport is very important nowadays. I've done a lot of Disney cruise ships, and to have to go on a cruise ship to do commercials for Disney.
You know,
to have a passport.
Well, Ellen, I just had two singers ask me, how do I get on a cruise to sing? You know, they want to perform. Do you help people with that as well? Do you have those connections that you could try to book them for that?
I haven't ever done that.
Okay. That was
I don't think they use casting directors for that.
I know.
But your agent would be able to figure that out better than I.
Okay, very good question. And we're going to send Yvonne's pictures over to you. And we just had Keith from Alexia Model and Talent with us. He's going to come back with us in the studio. And, you know, we've had Kelly from Level Model and Talent here. And I always tell people the extra casting places are a great start as well. You know, we've crowd shot and...
Absolutely. Everybody should be an extra at least once, even if you're not in the business.
Yes.
But just think about it. You're not going to get paid that much, but they're going to feed you, and you make it a learning experience.
It is a fabulous learning experience. Yes, it is.
Well, we thank you, Ellen, and I'll talk to you about coming into the station. We'll have the Ellen Hour. That would be so cool.
Very good.
I love it. Thank you, Ellen Jacoby, casting director.
Thank you.
And that's what Hollywood Connections is all about.
Exactly.
You know, people say, well, Dawn, I'm an actor. I want to act. I don't know what to do. You know, but I'm also putting you ladies in front of these agents and producers. We had Keith here from Alexia Model. And I remember I asked a couple of moms. I said, did you follow through? I sent pictures a couple of months ago. Well, I had the agent right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's going to come back. Maybe I'll bring him back next week. And, you know, here you are. And if he says, here's my card, that's a good sign.
Yes, it is.
You know, we're super excited. In the meantime, we have 5 minutes left, I know, Peter. And before we go, just before we put our next guest on for a quick intro, Gene Anderson is a friend of mine. He's with the Funkadelics in Las Vegas, and he walked me down the aisle when we got married.
Yes, he did.
And we're going to start just dedicating some music to him. Do we have that song I sent you? Just listen to this for a minute.
Okay.
And Gene Anderson will be calling in from Las Vegas next week, and he's working on a show. In the meantime, let's go to our next caller, and hello there. Thank you for being patient.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fabulous. We're bragging about your models this weekend, and tell everybody who you are.
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is Aleka Red. I go by Miss O for short.
Mm-hmm. Right? And you have a model shoot you're using on Sunkiss Cruise Line. We have about a minute that you're just going to kind of promote it. And we're going to do a lot of behind the scenes, and we're super excited.
Yeah, so I'm doing a plus-size fashion editorial shoot this weekend with a couple plus-size models that I work with. I'm the art director. I'm working with a great team, Trinity MU Design. One of the photographers that I shoot with often, and his stylist, Jeff Lee and Darius Rent. So they're going to be working with me as I art direct and model. just to get some really great pictures. And, you know, plus size is in. Everybody's on the plus is equal bandwagon. So I want to do something that that kind of just shows that, you know, plus size women can do, you know, exceptional editorial work, fashion work. You know, that's not only just beautiful, but also tasteful.
Right. And we're going to bring maybe Alexia and some of our reporters can come down and do some interviews at the beaches with us and on the island. And we want to thank you, Peter. Stay on the line because I know, Peter, we want to thank you for doing a fabulous job today. I know last week we had lightning strike us and I was like, no phone lines. And we love you. And thank you for our patience. We get that Tony the Tiger, grr, you know, what's yes. happening? What's happening with my producer? I don't want to get another one. I love you, Peter, yes. You know, and you've been wonderful. And while we have you on the air, we have 1 minute. Say goodbye, Alexia.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me. I hope everyone has a blessed day, and I send a prayer to Mr. Benny. Thank you guys again for having me.
Okay. Yvonne.
You know, I wanted to say thank you, too, Alexia, but I also want to welcome you because I thought you did a good job today.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Yvonne. You are totally amazing. You're an amazing person. I definitely want to learn more from you.
Thank you, Dawn.
And we will. We got this gorgeous girl. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. Come back next week. We'll probably have a top agent in the house. I think we're going to bring one in for everybody.
Okay.
And we want to actually watch us on Sundays, right? What is that show called? The Grown and Sexy.
Grown and Sexy, oh. Power 106.
That's right. I'm a part of that as well with Shock and Mina. We come in and
good.
Some amazing music. And you, little gal, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Bailey.
And thank you for joining us. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
I hope you did. And Mom, thank you for being here today. Peter, let's close it out with Gene Anderson. We'll play the rest, and thank you for calling, you know, in our show, actually watching us, calling in next week, right? God bless. Give it to him. Watch things happen.